play these guys last year just with Cooper? Is this a matchup that you were looking forward to seeing your guys? I realize it's just a preseason game, but facing a guy like him.
Oh, yeah, he's a quality player. So I'm interested to see, you know, how those guys go out and perform against him. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
Joe, what do you want to see, you know, from game one to game two from your guys? What do you look for to pinpoint, you know, this week that maybe you didn't see or you want to see more of?
We just have to play better all the way around. You know, we made some plays, but we didn't play consistently enough for me. I think the numbers were good, but that was a benefit of the rush. The rush did an outstanding job of moving the quarterback guys, moving them off the spot. There were a couple opportunities that they had big plays that he just didn't have time to find because the rush did a great job. So we need to do a better job there, making sure that we hold our vertical control at all times and make sure we're passing routes the proper way.
You had Mackinton Dorlant back today. I know that he missed some time. How did he look in his first practice back?
He looked good, a little rusty, but he moved around quickly, and hopefully he can stay healthy so we can get him back in the mix of things.
You have some early impressions of him. I know it's probably hard without.
Well, he missed so much time. It's hard to say right now. Maybe next week or next time I'm up here, I'll be able to give you something. But right now, I just want to see him back out there and get back in the flow with the other guys.
Are you going to continue rotating, or is there a point in camp where you want to sort of settle some guys into certain positions?
We're going to rotate. That's just part of what we're going to do. Each week, we're going to match people up the best that we see fit. So I have to make sure everybody has a great comfort level at each spot, and everybody has a comfort level working with each other. And so that's just part of how we're going to play it.
Joe, I know Micah is probably more with Darren's group, but you, I'm sure, have been around him a lot. His versatility, how many guys do you think can do all the different things that he does?
He's rare. He's very smart. He's might be the one guy in the secondary that can play both safeties, the star and the whip, and if we need to, get him out there at corner. So with his knowledge of the defense and the skill set to go along with that, that makes him really a hybrid-type player that really helps the defense, and he's a guy that, as much as possible, we have to have on the field because, in my opinion, he's one of our 11 best players, and so he needs to be out there, and when he is out there, he's a contributing factor.
What do you think of the way he's sort of taken all that, too, Joe? Because obviously he hasn't really been ever set in one specific spot and moved him around a lot. What do you think that says about him, that he's been as open-minded to all this?
Well, it just says he's a pro, you know. Guys that can do more, you know, gives yourself a chance to be on the field. And whenever we ask him to do something, whatever role we put him in, he not only does it, he excels in it. And it's good because he's a great kid, and I'm glad that he's having success in every role that we're putting him in.
Joe, I'm sorry if this is a dumb question, but I've heard you in practice, too, referring to the star and the will. Is that just the nickel and the dime?
Correct.
You just renamed them?
Correct. There are no dumb questions. Like I tell my players there.
Players that.
Yeah.
I could prove that.
No.
Yeah. No. Is there a reason for that? What's the?
Yeah, there's a reason for it, but I don't want to get into it right now.
So that's a bad question.
No. It's actually a really good question. I just don't want to answer it. So.
You can never have enough corners, obviously.
Correct.
What do you think of the depth you got there between Gunter and Robertson, Daniel, and so on and so on?
I mean, at this point, we have a bunch of young guys that haven't proven themselves. I have one guy that has proven himself. Everybody else need to come on, okay? So, yes, we have depth of young guys, but we have to prove that we can play winning football in this league when we're going against the winning teams. And that's where I am right now. So, we just have to get better. And I don't want to praise anybody of the group because nobody's done anything other than Sam. So we all have to get better.
I guess that's what I was getting at. I know some of those guys played a bunch last year, but it's kind of a work in progress, and you need to build out. You've lost a lot of bodies for the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, but I don't know really how to answer your question because right now, we're working to get better. Everybody's working to get better. There's nobody outside of Sam that separated themselves from the group. I hope somebody does here shortly, but it hasn't happened right now. And so we have 10 bodies in the room. We need some more bodies to step up and play better.
Joe, what did you see from Ladarius getting some reps finally inside in the game? And how beneficial do you think that is for him going forward to finally get that in-game work?
I'm not just going to necessarily point him out, but we need to have more production from our star position, him included, all of them, more physicality. That position we want to get more of, and I hate to use this example, but more of what Wood gave us from that position with the physicality and the being able to blitz and all that. So that position has to increase, not just him, everybody that plays the position.
Joe, going back to Tom's question from earlier, Do you want to get into the last game with having of the preseason, having set that rotation and figured out where you want guys, or can you take that all the way up to Jacksonville in week one where you decide?
We're going to take it all the way to the last game that we play. All right, different games, different people are going to be in different positions. That's just going to be our approach. That's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and now we have the guys that have the skill set to do that. And so you won't see just one person play one position. We have guys that understand the scheme, that have the skill set to do it, so we're going to play multiple people in multiple positions.
All year?
Yes. Yes, that is the plan. Now, injuries can change that, and who we're playing will change that, but that is the plan, yes.
Joe, when you mentioned Woodson, he gave you a pretty good tackler in the slot in the last game. Is that kind of what you're looking for, too? I mean, is that something you think you have with guys?
Oh, we have the guys that can tackle. Like I said before, I believe D and Q are really good tacklers. And so those are the guys that are going to probably lead in there at the star position. I have no issue with their tackling ability.